Going on.
What's up? Today we're going to be talking about some late round steals we think are going to do good in the draft. It's a beautiful day. Training camp is happening. The late round picks are like showing themselves, showing why they should make the roster. We got a few we think are going to be some studs this year.
Indeed. And so for we're doing strictly day three picks. So.
Correct. All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me?
Yeah, I'll lead off. So my first player that my first day three player that I think will have a immediate impact on this offense is Isaiah Likely, selected in the fourth round, 139 overall, to the Baltimore Ravens. In training camp so far, he's been used as a wide receiver tight end hybrid, playing in the slot, playing outside. I think they might change him to wide receiver completely, or, you know, a big body slot. But he's caught deep touchdowns, and he's looked very, very good in training camp up to this point. And Lamar Jackson has been praising him a lot. Isaiah Likely can be very, very dangerous this year, and I'd look for him to really emerge as an elite pass catcher.
I believe, yeah, he's going to be a good tight end. So someone who I see as a good late – the first late-round pick that I see who's going to do good is Mr. Romeo Dubs. I think I pronounced that right. Yeah. Him going in that Green Bay offense where we've seen so many receivers just become – get so many yards, so many touchdowns from that Aaron Rodgers deep ball that he has a cannon for. I see Romeo thriving in it. He is such a good deep threat receiver. He has great height, great weight. He's 6'2", 201. He's had back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons at Nevada. And he looks like a very good receiver for that offense. Though his route running isn't the best, he has great early acceleration to take over those corners on go routes, and that's where I really see him thriving for them.
I like it. That was actually one of my players that I had previously, as you know, before we worked it out. But yeah, I really agree with that take. And I'm going to go to another wide receiver here. None other than Kyle Phillips, drafted in the fifth round, 163 overall to the Tennessee Titans. You look at that wide receiving room, and they were completely gutted after trading away A.J. Brown, which then they replaced A.J. Brown with Treylon Burks, as well as a trade for Robert Woods. Outside of that, they really didn't have anybody. This late-round steal, Kyle Phillips, is going to come in and day one be their slot guy, I believe. I mean, he should be. He's looked great in camp. I mean, you watch him and you just think of like a Hunter Renfrow-type player.
Been leading for a long time
and really impressed. But I think he'll come in year one and make an immediate impact, be a great option for Ryan Tannehill, and really take that offense to a competitive level as a starting slot receiver.
I forget where it was, but I saw a clip of him in training camp just torching. He was looking good out there.
Yeah, he's very good. Especially, I mean, he's like a smaller build, but reliable hands, great route running, can go over the middle really well. So I would expect Kyle Phillips to perform really well this year.
Especially with their like lack of wide receivers, it's a huge drop off after Robert Woods, and then obviously you have the other rookie receiver. How am I forgetting this? Jeez,
Burks.
Yeah, Burks out of Arkansas, who's going to be good, but Phillips, I could see playing that third wide receiver slot role.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are going to have to wait a sec as I try and pronounce this player's name. Tight end out of Maryland, Shigze Okungwu. Though it's hard to pronounce his name, this guy's going to be an absolute stud in the league. That Tennessee offense looked very lackluster that last year, relied so heavily on A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry to provide offense. Now, they do have Hooper as that number one tight end, but I don't see him playing that same role. Hooper is going to be a great run blocker and really, you know, help push that the line up front to help with Derrick Henry. But I see Okungwu as that receiving threat guy. He's an insane receiver. It's like he's a running back, or he has the running IQ of a running back, and is dangerously fast, like 4.5 240, 35.5 vertical jump. He's an insane athlete. He has everything about – he's just explosive with the ball in his hands. He's very dangerous, though he's like – he isn't going to be that run blocker you want to have in that type of offense. But when it's third and six or later and you know you can't run the ball with Derrick Henry, you put him out there in the slot on the line, even at that H-back – at that H-back position, he'll do very well.
Yeah, he's certainly, you know, his combination of size and speed, ran a 4.5 40 as a tight end is absolutely ridiculous. Very explosive and dynamic player. I have another tight end as my next player, Cade Otton, the first pick of the fourth round, first pick on day three, selected to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end room was completely stacked. I mean, you had Gronk, you had Cameron Brate, and you had O.J. Howard. This year now, O.J. Howard's in Buffalo, Gronk is on the couch, and you have Cameron Brate as your starting tight end, who's a very reliable option, but Cade Otton's going to slide in and be that second tight end. I know they have so many passes.
You know, the addition of Julio Evans, Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller.
They also bring in Russell Gage. I mean, there's such a dynamic offense, and they have so many people that can beat you. And you bring in Cade Otton, and he's just another guy that can beat you. You know, he's not super fast, not super athletic. But you talk about what you need from a tight end and what they'll need from him in this offense. You know, he can get his nose in there and do a really good job blocking the run game, as well as go over the middle and make those tough catches and really reliable hands for Tom Brady. And I would look for him to have a big role in this offense, especially with the departure of Gronk and O.J. Howard.
For my next player, I have someone on the defensive side of the ball, Brandon Smith out of Penn State, linebacker for the Panthers. Now, the Panthers, in my eyes, they're not going to be competing for the playoffs anytime soon. And Brandon Smith is the perfect pick for that. Brandon Smith is an absolute – he's just like my Okungwu, as I was saying, just an athletic freak. He's in the same category. Brandon Smith is 6'3 and a half, 250, has a 34 and a half in arm span, and runs a 4.5 40. 37 vertical jump. He's an absolute beast. He is lacking, though, in that football IQ and having better technique and just, you know, knowing what's going to happen and reading his keys well. But in that, the Panthers are such a young team right now where they're not going to be competing. If they put Brandon Smith out there and he gets that experience for a year, I could see him being a very good linebacker. He just needs that time to develop mentally, because he has all the physical attributes you need, even more, to be a linebacker in the NFL. You see guys who are less athletic as him, who aren't as strong, who are doing great in the league, but he is everything. He just needs to put that mental aspect together, and he will be an absolute beast out there.
I like it. I was very high on him during the draft process. You know, I thought he was a top six linebacker in this class. I thought he should have went as early as, you know, day two. So I really like that pick. My next player is yet another pass catcher.
Which, you know, obviously I'm going to be – but obviously there's going to be more pass catchers because they can make immediate impact an immediate impact more because there are more opportunities for them to. But I'm going with a player that I really liked, Khalil Shakir out of Boise State, drafted in the fifth round, 148 overall to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you just look at him as, you know, I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but he's very, very shifty. He can come in and be a reliable slot guy. I know right now they brought in Jameson Crowder, who's going to play in the slot. He's one of the best slots in the entire league, so obviously it's going to be hard for Khalil Shakir to get on the field. But just looking at the Bills' depth chart, I would put him as wide receiver 4. Obviously, you have Diggs, Gabe Davis, Jameson Crowder. And then you got guys like Tavon Austin, Marquez Stevenson, Isaiah McKenzie, Jake Kumerow, which Khalil Shakir is better than all of those guys. And just, he's super shifty. This reminds me a lot of Elijah Moore. Who came out the year prior from Ole Miss, his ability to play in the slot and as well as outside, and just the way he's able to get in and out of breaks so quickly, and his reliable hands as well. So I really like Khalil Shakir, and I really like what he can do with a quarterback like Josh Allen.
He's an athlete, I feel like. He could be very good. It's just he needs his chance. And that's like a loaded wide receiver room where it'd be difficult for him to get it. But once he does, he's going to shine.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a crowded wide receiver room. And, like, obviously guys like Isaiah McKenzie are going to get reps. But, you know, as the season goes on, maybe not, you know, first half of the season, but by the end of the season, Khalil Shakir will be a very recognizable name. You will know who Khalil Shakir is by the end of the season. I would not be surprised if he gets over 500 yards and 5 touchdowns.
All right. My next player is a running back to the Atlanta Falcons, Tyler Allgeier. Now, I don't really like – I mean, I'm sorry. What am I saying? I like Allgeier more for the fit of the system he is as a player. I see him as a very good player. You know, he's a vertical runner. He's going to go north and south. He's going to make one cut and go. He won't burn you with his speed, and he's not going to run too many people over, but he's a good, solid runner. And in the scheme of the Atlanta Falcons, where they are very low in that running back room, and they do have Cordarrelle Patterson – but they're going to start using Cordarrelle Patterson in that receiver room more. And with him out in the slot or wherever it may be, Allgeier is going to have a big role this year. And I could see him just doing very well in that. He's a great runner. He's well built, and he's just he's very good at reading blocks. I don't want to say he's like Le'Veon Bell in the way, because he's nowhere as, you know, fast or agile as Le'Veon. But he has that same, you know, vision as him and knows how to read the blocks and can really get all the yards that are there.
I'll tell you one thing. He finishes runs. I mean, when they drafted him and they were showing, you know, the clips of him in college, I mean, he very low center of gravity, and he gives a pop. And I really think they're going to use him as, like, a Mike Davis replacement and be that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the season if he's their, like, their lead horse and you use Cordarrelle Patterson as a, like, you know, their down back. But I'm very high on Allgeier. I think he can be very, very good in this league. And I just like what he can do. And just he's super physical.
I just thought of it, but someone to compare him to is kind of like that James Conner.
Conner.
I like that. Speed, but he can pop you.
Another
Another comparison that I really like for Algarier is Mark Ingram.
Ooh.
I think, you know, obviously not the fastest guy, but he's physical. He's a tough player. Great vision.
Not going down on easy contact.
Like, he is tough as nails. And he finished strong. So, yeah, I like the James Conner comparison a lot. And as well as Mark Ingram. So, I mean, obviously we're both very high on him and what he can do.
Not going to lie, he did 4-6 as a running back. Like, I know as, like, a power back, like, speed isn't everything, but for a running back, jeez.
His game speed is faster than a 4-6, though. So. Yeah, he tested poorly in that. Faster than the 4-6.
I see that.
Okay, before I get into my last player, I'll do an honorable mention because I didn't have any big fellas in here, and I want to respect the big fellas. So, as an honorable mention, I'm a Jeremy Saylor, guard from Georgia, drafted in the 6th round of the Chargers. I thought he could have potentially been a 4th rounder. You know, I believe they had him playing tackle at Georgia, and he's just not, you know, athletic like that to play tackle, which is why they probably fell. But when you move him inside that guard, he's going to be, you know, he can be that guy at guard. I know the Chargers offensive line is missing some pieces, and I wouldn't surprise me if he wins that job, slides in, and is able to help protect Justin Herbert. But okay, so that was my honorable mention for this list. And then for my last player that I believe will have a kind of sneaky but good impact.
Kendrick, drafted in the 6th round.
212 overall by the Los Angeles Rams. And one of the reasons why I was kind of hesitant to put him on this list is just because it's such a loaded cornerback room. But I mean, you look like he didn't allow a touchdown this season. You know, he was locked up. You know, he fell because he has off the field like issues. He's been arrested a couple times. That's why, you know, he transferred from Clemson to Georgia, because he was arrested and was forced to move or change scenery. But last year for Georgia, he was phenomenal for that defense. I mean,
lockdown in the corner. Like, he was
so good, and I liked him a lot early in the draft process. Obviously, he came out as a senior, but when he was about to come out as a junior, you know, I thought he would be a first round pick before he ran into legal trouble, which is why he had to go back to school. But he can be that lockdown corner. I mean, he's got good size, he's got good skills. Only thing is, obviously, you have Jalen Ramsey, you have Troy Hill, David Long Jr. is going to be your slot, and then Robert Rochelle is kind of that guy that's going to come in and, you know, rotate in with those other corners. But if Darian Kendrick gets on the field, he can be dangerous. And you could even put him, you know, you can move him all around the secondary, which I like about him. He's just so athletic, and he's very, very good, very technically. I'm very high on Darian Kendrick. This year, he will definitely be good, which is why I wanted to add him on this list.
All right. So my last pick for my, you know, underrated late round pick is Tyreek Smith. Tyreek Smith was. He's a weird player to kind of grade, because he can be very good. Like, he has all the tools he needs. He's a big body. He's pretty fast. He has the strength. He has every move. He's very good at his moves. But when he does get stopped a couple times, he kind of goes all over the place. He comes frantic with his movements. Like, back in the Minnesota game last year, he got absolutely destroyed by Daniel Falele, who's a good tackle, drafted in the, what was it, second or third? Or It was a mid-round pick, I forget.
Fourth, sorry. Beginning of fourth, yeah.
But still, good player. It's just when things don't go his way, he starts to, you know, take erratic ways, not erratic, weird ways to the rusher, and he just flails his arms around. But being on that the Seahawks, he can be, he just like with Brandon Smith, time to develop a big thing for NFL players. Nowadays, you don't have that same amount of time people did back in the day because of how much talent there is now. Like, in 1 or 2 years, if you don't produce, cut. 1 year, maybe even. But if they give him some time, you know, give him maybe a couple reps on third down just to, you know, get his feet wet and get some rushes in, he could probably be their a good DN for them because the Seahawks have no edge rushers.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I was just about to say the only edge rusher that they have is, like, Goten and Nwosu.
Yeah. And so they're going to have to find somewhere. And if they give him a year or two, I think he can perform.
Yeah, I like that. All right. All right. So that's our list of rookies, day three rookies, sleepers that we project are going to make an impact in year one. We'll be back with the NFC East predictions next week. We'll start that up again. We'll do one of those a week. We got football next Thursday, Hall of Fame game.
God.
It's right around the corner. And it's a good time of year. It's good to be back. So.
Any final remarks other than that? Are we good, boy?
That's all I got.
All right. See you guys on the next podcast.
Thank you guys for listening.